We begin Siman Nun Zayin Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Be'ezra Hashem Yisbarach. Din Berach Al Machal Amashka, the halacha if somebody made a bracha on food or drink, V'akach Hevi Lo Yoid, and then they bring him some more. Berach Alachem, if somebody made a bracha Hamotzi on bread, V'lo Ha'yu B'data Lechel Yoisim Ma'a Sheikhan Lo'i, and it was not his intention to eat any more than what was prepared. K'goin Shekona Lo'i Lechem, he put himself a bread or a roll. For Sava, she yearly died. And he was under the impression that that would be adequate. For Shuvna Sava Lechle Yoiser. And then he decided that he wants to eat more. For Shalach Liknos Oid. And then, so he sent out to buy more. For Phil Yeshloi Oid Mima Sheikhle Betchila. Even if he still has left over from what he prepared. Mikomakim Tzarech Levarech. Shainus, he has to make a new bracha, a mashaviloi, of what he's brought now, what he's brought fresh, mishum, dahavle nimlach. It's considered like he changed his mind, and the original bracha doesn't apply. This entire halacha only applies where he didn't have a mind to end the meal. But if somebody had a mind to end the meal, then there is no question that he has to make a bracha. Moreover, here we're saying that if he changed his mind, then he has to make a new bracha. However, the Kav HaChaim's opinion is that as long as there's something left from the original meal, or if he had a mind at the beginning that he may want to buy more, then for sure he would not have to make another bracha. Whenever the halacha, however, does require that he should make a new bracha, not only should a new bracha be made, but he has to wash his hands again. But the Paiskim say, even though we're saying he has to wash Netilas Yadayim again, he doesn't have to make Hamotzi when he washes Netilas Yadayim the second time. Aval, Misha Yesh Lo Melechem Beisai. If somebody has bread at home, he has a loaf of bread at home. And he cut himself a slice of bread. She is sover under the impression she will die. That will be sufficient. But then he decided he wants to eat more. So he sliced himself another slice of bread. Even though there's nothing left from the first slice of bread, he doesn't have to make a new bracha. This is not considered a situation of nimlach. It's very common where you take a slice of bread and you think that'll be enough, and then you try change your mind to eat more. However, says the Chai Adam, if a person normally only eats a certain amount per meal, and now it was unusual circumstance that caused them to want to eat more, that is a situation where he has to make a new bracha. Moreover, in a case which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just identified, where he has a mind to eat, even though he didn't explicitly have a mind to eat more, but since that's what he usually does, he doesn't have to make a new hamaitzi. So just like he doesn't have to make a new hamaitzi, the halacha will tell us that he doesn't have to make a new on any of the food, because we know hamaitzi covers all the food in a meal. Sif Beis, Berach al Perish Oichel. If somebody made a bracha on the fruit that he's eating, Vevile Oich Kach Oy Peris, and then more fruit are brought out, in Bishas HaBracha, if when he made the bird pre-eats, Hoy Sudat al Kama Shiviloi, he had in mind everything that will be brought to him, as a filam Ein Loi Oid Merishoinim, even if there's nothing left over from the first batch of fruit, the fila enim mina rishon, and even if the fruit that's being brought to him now is not the same fruit that he originally made the bracha on, but brichaseim shavus, they have the same bracha. They're all by priates. Ain't tzarach levarach sheinus. You don't have to make another bracha al elu shevfilai. That he doesn't have to make a new bracha on what's brought to him. However, v'em hu nimlach mamish. But if it's a situation where he completely changed his mind, his original intention was to only eat what is in front of him. Then he decided to eat more. Even in such a situation, even if the what he wants to eat more is exactly as the same as what he began with. The gam yesh lefon of oid gam rishonim, and he also has left from the original batch with kamakim tzarch varch shenas al elu sheviloi. He still has to make a new bracha on the fruit because this is a new fruit because this is a situation of nimlach, and since it's a situation of nimlach, then he has to make a bracha. However, this what is the halacha if the decision that he made that he's finished eating was made by error? He thought there's no more food left, and thought since he thought there's nothing left, I'm finishing my meal. Or he thought that he has to get somewhere and he has to go right now. So the halacha now he's not in a rush and therefore he wants to eat more. So the halacha says Doruch HaShulchan, is as long as he did not do something to actively show that the meal is over, like washing mayim achrayim, it's not considered a situation of nimlach, and he can continue eating. If one began eating, he didn't have any specific intent. Loikach v'loikach, not in any direction. As yeshchuk, now we have to see. If when the second batch was brought, there's nothing left from the original batch, then tzarech l'verach sheinis. Am hayolay oid marishayim. But if he has left from the original batch, yesh sofik tzarech l'verach sheinis l'shneim ayin tzarech. Now we have a question: must he make a new bracha on the second batch? L'kein toiv l'zor. So the right thing to do is kishmevarech, when somebody makes the bracha at the beginning of a meal, whether it's a bread or it's any other bracha, what he should have in mind, teidat al koma shiyiviloi. He should have in mind that whatever will be brought, that's what I'm going to eat. From loyos akat to kach, and even if he didn't have such specific intention, el mastamam. But that's usually what people do, that we're going to begin a meal, and whatever we'll get, we'll eat. Kivin dik esvek with bracha, since this is a question if a bracha should be made, yesh loy limnas atzmalachim. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says the best thing to do is not eat, and you won't have a question. Sif Dalad. If a fruit which is more special to you, it's more significant, more than the original fruit that you ate, or the new fruit that you brought is from the min shiva, even if you still have from the original batch a fruit that you began with, you have to make a bracha on the fruit that's now brought to you. Kimash and choshev, the original fruit, which wasn't as significant as what you're getting now, cannot make this be okay. And that's really the halacha in all situations, where somebody made a bracha on a specific food, and now, even though the new food that he's going to eat is the same bracha, the halacha is that you have to make a new bracha. And the halacha, this halacha applies even if the more significant fruit was on the table when you made the original bracha. But that wasn't what you made the bracha on, then you have to make a new bracha. The only time there's room for leniency is when you have, let's say, two apples on the table, and they're both an apple, and they're both the same bracha, obviously. And you, for whatever reason, made the bar priates on the not as good apple as the second apple. So both apples are on the table, the both apples, there, the halacha will be that you won't have to make a new bracha on the second apple, even though it's a better apple than the first apple. Sif hei, berich al shecher, if somebody made a bracha on beer, neskaven lifta koma shivilei mebrich shakel, and he had in mind that whatever, any food that's a shakel should be covered with this bracha. Vehivilei dogim, and now fish are brought, ain't tzarech levarach al dogim. You don't have to make a new shahakal on the fish. Am l'hoysadat stam, if he didn't have any specific intention. Afilim b'shar shavirus adogim, adayin hayashaych l'fonav, even when they brought the fish, the beer is still there. B'komakon tzarech levarach al dogim, he will have to make a bracha on the fish. It's not the same as fruit, where this is an apple and this is a nut. But at the end of the day, they're both types of food. However, fish and beer are two very different types of food. It's not just food. One is a drink. One's a food, one's a drink. And you can't rely on the bracha of one for the other. Unless both of them were there when you made the original shahakol. Or you knew I'm making a bracha on the beer and I know I'm getting fish. Or I made the bracha on the fish and I know beer is being brought to the table, then I wouldn't have to make a new bracha. Sivav, Koza Loimairi says the Shulchan Aruch, all of these halachas are only but Adam Oichel Mishloi, somebody's eating his own food. Avon Oichel Eitzach Haveroi, if I'm a guest in someone else's home. Kimin Shabircha Min Echad, once I make a bracha on one type of food, Poita Koma She Yaviloi, everything that will be brought to you is covered. Even if you don't have anything left from the original food, the hakol toli bedas balabais, you're not really the one that's calling the shots here. The person who's your host, and therefore your bracha is really dependent on him. And the same really is in everybody's home, where you're not serving the meal, if your wife or family are serving the meal. So even though it's your home, you're really completely dependent on him. And therefore, your bracha at the beginning will cover everything that will come later, even though you didn't know what or won't come. This halacha is not only in your own home or where you're a guest in somebody else's home. This applies when you go to a simcha, to a wedding, or you're eating in a yeshiva dining room. Since you're not the one that's really the host here, you aren't the one that's in charge, and your original bracha will be sufficient for everything else. Ach im nimlech mamish, but if one completely decided, I'm ending my meal, and now after he made that conscious decision, more food was brought to him, then asarach levarach shenis, then you would have to make a new bracha because you ended the first meal and now you're starting a new meal, new bracha. However, if the host had no intention to bring more food, he's bringing more food because the guests have asked for more food, they still won't have to make a new bracha. The guests are relying on the host, the host will give them whatever they want, and therefore they're completely relying on the host, and their decisions aren't as significant as when it's their own food. Sivzai Mishabal Suda. If somebody came to a meal, the Nosla Kais Ubirchalov, and he was given a drink and he made a bracha. Vakach Shuv Nosla Kais, and then they gave him more cups. Imma Minukain, if it's common that you're not limited to one cup, to one drink, Mistama Haisadatal Kulam, we could assume that you had a mind that you're not just going to drink one cup. And therefore, when more cups of drink are brought out, and obviously they're the same bracha, ain't tzarich levarach, you don't have to make a new bracha.